Ezra chapter 8, verse 1. These are the heads of their father's households who went up with me from Babylon. Now, I want to focus upon this idea of going up from Babylon, because God had told them to leave Babylon, flee from Babylon, and go back to your land and rebuild it, and I will be with you. And all the prophecies of Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel about the restoration of the kingdom could have come true. And yet they didn't, ultimately, because the people did not keep in step with God's purpose. Now, the call to leave Babylon is then reapplied to us. 2 Corinthians 6, elsewhere in the New Testament, quotes this about us, that we likewise are to quit this world and to commit ourselves to God's work, the work of restoring his kingdom. Now, they went up from Babylon, this going up. Same word in Isaiah 40, 31, talking about the restoration. They shall mount up or go up as eagles. And yet the vast majority of the Jews in exile preferred to stay there. They preferred the soft life. And that's, to me, the sadness of the ending of the book of Esther, that actually the Jews were wealthy, prosperous, accepted, etc. And that's why they chose the soft life and they stayed there. Well, the idea is also connected, I think, with the vision of the cherubim. The cherubim left the temple and went to dwell by the Kibar River with the exiles. And yet the idea is that the cherubim would return, that as the cherubim mounted up and left, so it would mount up and return with wings like the wings of eagles. So behind those Jews who returned, and above them, as it were, could have been the cherubim. The eye of their God was upon them, we read in Ezra 5, so that somehow in the face of all opposition, no opposition needed to prosper. But of course they got discouraged. Soon we read in Nehemiah 4 that the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed because there's much rubbish, so we can't build the wall. And yet they had been given the strength to mount up as eagles, to run and not faint. But they didn't want to use that potential strength. And I think in verse 21, the idea of following the cherubim continues. I proclaimed a fast at the river Ahava, that we might seek of God a straight way, a straight way. Same phrase in Jeremiah 31, talking about the restoration. They shall come with weeping, that is, repentant. And I will lead them, and I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. So this straight way was the way in which they would not stumble. And they walked by the rivers of waters, and that returning from Babylon to Jerusalem, they would have not crossed the desert, they would have walked up, hugging the banks of the Euphrates. So a straight way back to Zion had been potentially prepared for them to walk in. This is why Isaiah 40 begins the restoration prophecies talking about this straight way that's had all the stones taken out of it. And Isaiah encourages them in chapter 63 that in the same way as they were to return from Babylon to Israel and make a sort of a wilderness journey, so likewise the people of Israel in the past had been led out of Egypt through the wilderness, and they did not stumble. Just as Jeremiah had said, they will walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. This is why Ezra prays, please give us a straight way, a way in which we will not stumble back to the land. And this is why Ezra says that he's ashamed to ask of the authorities any soldiers to go with them, because he believes that they've got this straight way. And you think of how the cherubim also were characterized by going straight. He feels, therefore, that they're just the wheels on the earth and that above them are the cherubim. This wasn't just a nice biblical connection. It had a lot of meaning in practice, because he didn't want, therefore, a military group to protect them, because he really believed that above them there were the angel cherubim. I think when we're told in New Testament to keep in step with the Spirit, I think that's the idea, that above us there is God's intention, God moving us forward, and we are to keep in step with that. The cherubim, Ezekiel 1, went straight before them, went straight ahead. Isaiah 57, again talking about the exiles, they were to walk each one straight before him. Clearly all these connections of the cherubim are to show them that, look, the cherubim will return, can return from captivity to Zion, and if you go with them, you will be led likewise in that straight way. Well, as I say, that's why Ezra uses this word when he prays that we might be given a straight way or a right way from Babylon back to Jerusalem. It's the same word used about the feet of the cherubim being straight. Now, Jeremiah 31, as I say, says that the returnees, the exiles coming back, would walk in a straight way by the rivers of waters. And I think that's why it is by the river of waters, River Ahava, that he asks for this straight way to be given to them. Well, man is never better nor happier than when he's actually doing what God wants. When you are in step with the Spirit, and every effort that you make to go God's way in whatever path of service you're involved in, restoring the kingdom, then you have above you the cherubim. You have this eye of God upon you for good. Believe me, I've seen this all my life long, and I urge you to see the same. Do not think that service of God is impossible. It really is. There were good works, Ephesians 2, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Pray to God for him to show you what those works are. And you will then walk in step with the Spirit. Now, it may not take you where you want to go. You know, it may not at all be your idea of serving God. But this is the whole point, that it's not what we want to do. It's what God wants us to do. And it's what people need, not what you want to do. That is a critical point where I think a lot of people stumble over that when it comes to their Christian ministry, that they get some vision in their head of, I don't know, me standing in a desert somewhere in Africa with a load of starving kids around me, and I am handing them out water or something like that. It may be your vision, but that may not be what God wants you to do. He may have other plans for you, probably a lot closer to home, and a lot less dramatic. But all the same, we are never better than when we are walking in step with the Spirit, that bit by bit you make this decision to serve God, to go where he's leading you, and he opens a bit more, and you go a bit further and a bit further, and you sense this overall cherubic presence over you. Really, this is how it is. And yet, you know, we mess up. We allow our secular concerns, our desire for our own stability to get in the way of all that. But we are being led, and we need it, as Paul says, walk in step with the Spirit.